Okay, let's learn. I want to begin by thanking Jeff Weinberg and the Chevrot Meridian for keeping the shiurim going for so many years, Baruch Hashem. And we should continue to, we'll be finished with the Sefer and begin the sugya of Hizbordus, and we should, you know, I began learning the Sefer, actually Shlomo's was there. I began learning the Sefer in Yerushalayim. That's when we began to learn. Shlomo was there, and Shmuel Septimus, and a couple of Chevrot. Kovi Fleischman, you remember, in Chav Diskin 13. I start to cry if I talk about it. So we started in Yerushalayim. We should be able to finish in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
Okay, we're on page Reish Mem Tes. Chaim im Hamida, or gam im Ein Mida. Im Hamida, gam im Ein Mida. This, as you recall, this last parak of the Sefer is really Omeid Bifnei Atzmo. It's really a separate sugya. It's not part of the Sefer, but it's bichlal on the inyan of what midas are. And as I mentioned last week, it's a really a very, very good hakdama to what we're going to be learning Mitzvah Shem next. So let's continue on. Reish Mem Tes. Chaim im Hamida, im Gam, oi Gam im Ha'ein Mida. Bechiras Adam Hi. Ha'im Yechye Rak im Hamida. A person's choice is to live in that world that is confined to Midas, to Gvulim, boundaries, to limitations, and so on. Or sheyichye gam im ha'ein mida. Or to choose a life that's not restricted to gvulim, to boundaries, to the boundaries of the guf, to the boundaries of this world. Hashem is Baruch gave us in these parashas. Now, this is where we are in the Tzavim Vayelach. And these parishes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is Chaim v'Satoyev, v'Samar v'Safar, b'chat v'b'chaim. That choice that he gave us between good and bad, between being alive or being dead, it doesn't only mean being biologically alive, or chalila, being biologically dead. It means that a person has the choice of Tov, the choice of a life of coming into contact with that which is Einam in Hamida, which is Einai, Ein Mida. Because when a person does that, then he lives a life that transcends Misa, that transcends death. Ultimately, that's what's going to be Mamish, where the Guf is no longer going to be subjected to dying. And we'll be able to go on and on and on. But even in this world of the guf, that choice between mida and ein mida, between life and death, means that you could live a life here in this world that is not confined to all of the limitations of physical life. We're not talking about flying and doing fancy tricks, or even with the tzaddikim or Isaac and all kinds of, you know, maivsim, miracles and maivsim. But to live a life of the neshama, in the guf, a life of the neshama. That's a life that just like the neshama doesn't die, there's a different kind of a life when a person lives in that world of that chiyas of acharta b'chaim. Living with limitations, with midos, with measurements and boundaries, that's of course the trademark of physical life in the Ravid HaGashmi on a physical level. But even Ravid HaRuchni, even when it comes to spirituality, to Ruchnius, a person can live in that way as well. B'rovin Hagashmi, and when it comes to physical life, it's obvious. Yesh lo bayis, you have a certain place where you live. These are the walls of your house. These are the rooms of your house. That's your place, and it has boundaries and limitations. Yesh lo kesef, you have money, and there are limitations to that, whatever it is that you have. Yesh lo yiladim, and you have those children. Kol elu yesh lahem mida. All of these things have gvulim, have boundaries, are limited to whatever they are. Even a very, very wealthy person, at some point that money is finished. That's what he has. And so it is with everything in Gashmias. Everything in Gashmias is imhamida. It's all midas. It's all gvulim, boundaries, limitations, and so on. Here I can go, here I can't go. I remember once when we lived in Far Rockaway, so we lived on a street in Far Rockaway, right by Tig, it's called Jarvis Avenue. It was a new development of homes. And it was a whole chevra. We moved in there together. We had some deal with the government, with the mortgages. They were trying at that time to revive Far Rockaway. And so we were zoicha to get a very, very reasonable price, one of those homes. And they all were identical. Just the one next to you, they were semi-attached. And the one that was next to you, the entrance was, everything was the opposite. But then if you went to the next house, it was exactly like your house. So I remember it once happened to me that I wasn't paying such close attention. And we were very good friends with our neighbors, the Goldfarbs. We still are. And I just walked into the house. I wasn't paying attention. I just walked into the wrong entrance. The door, we used to leave in those years, the doors were open. It was like a bungalow colony over there. I walked in, and ad kedei kach, the kitchens were identical. Everything was, it was all the same stuff. At that point, it was, there was furniture in the living, but I wasn't paying attention. I just sat down in the kitchen. I took out a safe, and I sat down in the kitchen. And then Mrs. came in, and she just gave a shriek, and she said, "Hey, Moshe, what are you doing here? David's not here." And I said, "Whoa, what's going on?" And I had it home. So you can't do that. You know, you have your address, you have your house, you have your wife, you have your place, your table, your chairs. It's a world of gvulim, of boundaries, of borders. And if you violate those borders, you know, you get in trouble. You can't do that. That's what Gashmis is. If you eat more than you're supposed to eat, you get sick. If you eat the things you're not supposed to eat, you get sick. That's just how life is. It's all about midas and gvulim. Uberoivet haruchni. How about when it comes to emotions and spiritual things? Yesh lo leiv tov. You are a good-hearted person. Yesh lo yediyas haTorah HaKadoshah. And you have some knowledge of Torah, but gamleilu yesh mida. You're a good-hearted person until you push to a certain point, and then you're not good-hearted. You know Torah to a certain point, and then you don't know Torah. So even when it comes to emotions, and in yonei haruach, so to speak, matters of the spirit or of emotions, it's a world of midas of gvulim. Im ken bein begashmius v'afilu beruchnius. A person settles into a world of midas, of clear boundaries. But that's not, you haven't reached the tachlis of what a human being can be in this world. In this physical world, one hasn't reached the tachlis. Mishachai begashmi is bevadei rochem me'atachlis. A person who lives his whole life in Gashmi is just with physical things. He certainly hasn't reached his tachlis. His whole life is a life of that's magushim. That's called choosing a life of death. Umisha chai beruchnius. Now, a person who lives in more of a way of ruchnius, Ukva ola shliva lok tana basulam. You already went up a chashav step on the ladder. Avladain lo hagilin dekuda tachlitis atachlisa shel habriya. But you haven't yet reached the ultimate place where a human being can reach. Even though you're a person of the spirit, you're a person of thought, of emotions, of ruchnius, but you still haven't reached the ultimate place. What's the ultimate? Shehi legale says einsof b'soichai. Until you have found that infinite part inside of you, that einsof inside of you, you haven't reached the limits of the bechira, of the choice of a Jew in this world. Megala says the Ein Seif B'Seichai. To Megala the Ein Seif. Shomu Megala is HaMeimet Shal HaEin Midah Shebenefesh. There you encounter the Ein Midah. Ein Midah Shebenefesh. Look, the parasha begins. It's Netzav Vayelech. So Vayelech begins Vayelech Moshe. And the question of all questions and what's going to be the subject of I'm sure thousands of drushes of rabbis all over the world on Shabbos is where did Moshe Rabbeinu go? It just says Vayelech Moshe, right? It doesn't say where he went. Say this, you look in Rashi, Chazal, Mefarshim. Everybody is trying to figure out or to suggest an idea of where Moshe Rabbeinu went. Did he go to Beis HaMedrash? Did he go to meet up with the Bnei Yisrael someplace by the Ohel Moed? Where did he go? Did he go to his mishpacha to say goodbye to his family members? He was dying. He was going to die. Where did he go? When you look in the Chassidus farm, they're not bothered by that question. They're not bothered by that question. Why are they not bothered by that question? It's a good question. You look in the pasuk; it doesn't say where he went. So Vayelech Moshe doesn't say where he went. So why is it that the Talmidei Baal Shem are not bothered by the question? Any suggestions? You can unmute yourself and tell me what you think. Jeff, what do you say? Jeff?
Vayelech Moshe, he went to himself.
Okay, so that's more along the lines of the famous teaching of Lech Lecha by Avraham Avinu, right? But yeah. There, Jeff, there it says Lech Lecha. So yeah. The Svarim tell us, he went deep within himself. Here it doesn't even say that. Here it doesn't say any destination at all. In Lech Lecha it says that there's a destination of the self. It doesn't say that here. David, what do you say?
I don't know.
Where's Shlomo? Shlomo's there.
Shlomo, he must have it.
It's not a kasha that he's moving. He's always moving.
That's the answer. Shlomo, that's what the Svarim say. It's not a kasha by the tzaddik and by the chassidim, by Yelech Moshe. The teretz is that the whole tachlis of a person's life is to be constantly growing and changing and moving. But he's asking where he's going. Where he's going. He never stopped. The greatest hesped you could say about Moshe being the last day of his life is Vayelech Moshe. Vayelech Moshe, his whole life was a life of Vayelech. His whole metzias was a metzias of Vayelech. What was the destination? There is no destination. Because destination means midah. You understand? A destination means I live in New York and I bought a ticket to go to Miami. That's my destination. Or I bought a ticket to go to Yerushalayim, to Ben Gurion Airport. Or I bought a ticket to go to London or to Paris. That's my destination. So then you could say, Vayelech Moshe al Paris. Vayelech Moshe al Yerushalayim. The union of a Jew is Vayelech. It was that defines what a person is supposed to be in this world. Ain't safe, there's no end. That's why when it says in Zechariah, I'm sure you've all heard this before, and I've spoken about it many times, when Mahalchim ben ha'oimdim, an angel is called an oimed. An angel is limited. Even a malach is limited by how it was created. But a human being is called a mahalach. Ben ha'oimdim ha'ela. Angels are created, and each one is limited to its own defined gvul of what that malach is supposed to be, whatever that is. But a Jew is called a mahalach, a creature that is constantly in motion. That's the definition of a yid, to be a mahalach, to be in motion. Because there is no destination. Because Dveikus Bashem and Gilui being Megala the Neshama means that you can never arrive someplace. You never finished. That means when it says in Tilim, Michael al Chayil, which they like to say also at every bar mitzvah, that you tell the kid you should go Michael al Chayil, you should go from strength to strength. It means that there's no destination, there's no place to go. There's no place to reach. Because Hashem is Ein Sof, Hashem is infinite. He's Ein Mida. There's no end. Shom hu magalas ha-meimet shel ha-ein mida shebenefesh. That it's possible, and great tzaddikim do this. Have done it and do this. It is possible for a boss of a dam, for a human being, for a yid, because it says in Torah, Ubay Sidbak, it's possible for a human being to encounter a part of himself that is Ein Seif. That's Ha'ein Midah Shebenefesh. Kamuvan shaderach lagalus is ha'ein seif zuder hachai. So, how to do that? How to be megala that? How to be megala that zuder hachaim? That's a way of life, a way of life of the tzaddikim, who not only observe every mitzvah with all of their koiches and learn Torah and daven with all of their koiches, but are also deeply connected to Pnimius HaTorah, which reveals all kinds of amazing, amazing ways to be masig that part of ourselves that's called Ein Seif. That's called Ein Seif. Chaim Vital and Shai Kedusha, many, many, many svarim. To Pius Etzna, especially in his Mavoi, in Achshavos Avreichim, there the Pius Etzner speaks at great length about Darchei HaHasaga, ways of connecting to the Ein Sof within oneself. There are techniques, there are methods that we have from the Kadmonim, Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam, and many, many other tzaddikim over the generations that taught ways of Hasagas HaLokus, of being able to come into contact with that part of ourselves that's Ein Sof. There's a whole set of svarim. It's called B'tuv Yerushalayim. I think Shlomo, you had them copied before you left back to Eretz Yisrael. All of these are big volumes. This is just not all of them are in hardcover, we're bound yet. But here's a tzaddik in Yerushalayim that's writing volume after volume on this nakuda of Darchei HaHasaga, of how to be masig elokus. Really, all of Rav Schwartz's svarim, all of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, all of these svarim are harlech soiver of this nakuda, especially Das Nishmascha. But all of the svarim of the Bilvavi are this avaida of Gilui Ha'ein Mida, to be Megala the Ein Mida within oneself. Shom Megala, he says, oh, Kamuvan Shaderach Lagaz Ein Sof Zuderach Hachaim, Mireishis Havaydis Adam Ad Achrisa. That is our intention when we're davening, when we're learning, when we're Mekayim Mitzvahs and so on. To be Dovuk to Hashem, to come to that Ein Sof. That's all that we're Isaac in. We just weren't taught. We don't know what or why. El legalis es mitzias Hashem b'libeinu. To be megala the mitzias, the reality of Hashem within us. Aval yeshlon bezek kamuvan drachim rabbis. There are many, many paths. Many, many paths. His bodidus and his bodidus are the two most famous. Those are two paths. Breslov, Chabad. Not only Breslov and Chabad, but those are two ancient paths of his bodidus and his bodidus. There are many, many other ways, even within those paths. Mr. Piazesna speaks about hashkata, silencing. There are many, many paths of hasaga, even different motions of the body and different types of meditations. Rosh Hashem will get to the point in our learning together, we'll be able to speak much more about those in Yonim. But Rav Schwartz says we're going to learn a little bit now, sort of a hagdama, of how through avoida of midos, one is able to come to the ein mida, to the ein sof within himself. Nachzor v'nadgish. Zeu chelik echad bilvad. We're only going to talk about one little chelik of this avoda of hasagas ein sof by way of avoidas amidas. Ketipa min hayam. And this is mamish, a drop in the ocean. Avoidas adam, avo be'erach shel hamidas nishtad levayar. But even though this is only a drop in the ocean, but we're going to try to use this example from avoidas amidas to ein, to come to ein mida, ha ein mida. Okay, b'kol echad mi'itanu kayemes midas ha'ahava. So let's talk about the mida of ahava, of love. Each one of us has this mida. Part of how we were created was with the mida of ahava, the sphere of chesed. Shisherish kol hamidas kulon. And the midah of chesed, of ahava, is the root of all of the lower midas, ahava, which is chesed, gvur, tferes, and so on. Since olam chesed yibone, since Hashem created the world with love, with chesed. So it's the shurish of all midas. Everything comes from that, from ahava, from chesed. Now, what does one do with this mida of ahava? Each one of us has it. Each one of us has this mida. Not only do we have it, but it's a sherish, it is the very root of all of our midas, is ahava. So he says, a high egoist, a person who's an egoist, who's obsessed with himself, a egoist agadol b'yayser ohev v'zatzmo b'vad. He only loves himself. He's just enamored and in love with himself. So, the derech klal, unless there's somebody who is seriously narcissistic, the derech klal odom bal midas minimalios, a person who has even a little bit of midas taivas, a little bit has expanded. Oyev gamis, as ben obas hazug, loves a spouse, husband, a wife, es ha'yiladim, the children, es ha'hayrim, parents, yididim, friends. In other words, the borders of that person's love expand and go beyond himself to those who are in his family and to friends, community, and so on. I spoke a lot about this nekuda when we were together with some of the chevra in Rav Cook's house a few years ago on Erev Shabbos. We were learning a little bit from the Hagdama of Rav Cook on Shir Hashirim, which is the Hagdama to Shir Hashirim is all about this Nakuda. Ramat Ahava Mishtana Minefesh Lenefesh. Every person is different. in how far or how big the midas ahava is in that person, how to what degree has it pushed itself beyond the selfish needs of a little child. There are many times you meet an adult is like a child when it comes to ego and selfishness. Children are completely wrapped up in themselves. And there are adults that could become very, very bright and very wealthy and successful, but they never really have expanded from grown anywhere beyond that love of self to loving others. I was once in a conversation. Well, it was supposed to be a conversation with somebody from my mishpacha, and she was going on and on and on talking about herself and different things that she was going through and thinking about for like 45 minutes. I was trying to follow and listen to all this, and then she realized that she hadn't even like asked me how am I doing and how's the family doing. She just was going on and on and on. I didn't say anything, but I was just listening to her, and then she said, well, enough about me. What do you think about me? Enough about me. What do you think about me? And she started to laugh. She was joking. She said, I'm sorry. I didn't even ask you how's Myrna and the kids. I'm really sorry. Enough about me. What do you think about me? And there are people that live that way. They never really get past that place of me, of the I. That's why Shir Hashirim, we learned back then that Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kodashim. Shir Hashirim is Holy of Holies because Shir Hashirim takes that mida v'ahava, which is the most basic need. It's the shirish of all midas. It's the most basic need of a person is to love, to be loved and to love. And it's that which gives a person the possibility of going outside of himself, of transcending the limitations of self. Because even Stam, everybody wants to love some. Everybody wants to love somebody. I mean, maybe their people are very, very, very sick, but otherwise somebody wants to love somebody. And that need is what drives a person to go outside of himself. Now, sadly, there are many people who are married and they're only thinking of themselves, or parents who only think of themselves and so on. But ideally, this midah of ahava, of love, is the most powerful opportunity to push a person beyond, to expand his borders, to go beyond that small little place of a child who only loves himself. Because love is the most basic need of a person. To love and to be loved is the most basic need. More than anything else, that inyan of ahava, of love. So there, a person has a chance to move to beyond his borders. First, he loves his parents. It all comes from the initial love of self. That's what we were learning from Rav Kook. It all comes from the Rav Dessler speaks about this. It all comes from the initial love of self. And it was, why does the kid love his mommy? Because he knows that when he's uncomfortable, hungry, or his diaper needs to be changed, when he's uncomfortable, somehow this lady always shows up in my room. And then I don't know what she does. She sticks something in my mouth. She changes something by my bottom. And I'm feeling good. So since this person helps me feel better, so I love her. And then there's the father who occasionally shows up. Maybe will pick me up and throw me up in the air and whirl me around his head like kaparas. And I laugh. I enjoy it because it's a lot of fun, this ride that this guy gave me. So he makes me feel good. So I love him. And then to the degree that one sees oneself and the others and other people, so the circle expands, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and then friends, and maybe the shul. And you begin to love more people because they make me feel good. They make me feel good. They make me happy. They make me think. It's still very, very much an inyan of me. But it's expanded. It's a larger circle that's now included in your life. And that's how we grow. We push ourselves further and further, and we see that there are more and more people who I can connect to it and who bring me something that I can grow from or enjoy. So the boundaries, the borders of Ahava expand more and more. The tachlis of all of that, however, which is what Rav Kook explains, is to come to Shir HaShir. Not just to have a song of love for your wife, for your husband, for your kids, but to come to Shir HaShir, the song of songs, that's Hashem. Human love is only a mashal of a mashal in the world of midas, of limitations, to come to an ahava, a love that is unlimited, that's infinite, that's Ein Sof, which is the love for Hashem. It's only a stepping stone to bring a person beyond the sheer. There's a sheer kofel, a sheer meshulash, a sheer meruba, a sheer meshulash. Big people have songs that have many stanzas. The selfish narcissist has only the song of himself. The tzaddik has a song that goes from, that goes through many, many, many different, many different levels, and is connected to every single Jew and every single human being, and ultimately Shir HaShir Mashal Shlom, the song of all songs, which is infinite, which is Hashem, without limit, which is the Ein Sof, which is Ein Mida, but there's no Midas, there's no boundaries, there's no limitations. Every person is different. So therefore, this love, this mid of love, is different with every person. It's different with that, different with every person. So when the Rebbe of Zushi went crazy because that person said he loves pepper, and the Rebbe of Zushi heard a Jew saying, I love pepper, and he started to jump up and went, knocked over everything on the table, and he said, you love pepper, I love Hashem. He was saying, he wasn't saying the Rebbe of Zushi couldn't insult anybody. He was incapable of hurting people. But he just went into this, he went into this place of Dveikus, and he said, what Rahman is, this guy loves pepper. You can make that now into sushi, or you can make it into whatever, steak or wait 6 hours and pizza. And the Rebbe of Zushi says, I love HaKadosh Baruch. You love pepper and I love Hashem. That's what he's saying, is that your ahava, your love is a love min hamida. But I've learned over the course of my life, that Rabbi Abzushi was saying, that I've learned over the course of my life to transcend pepper and sushi and pizza and other stuff. Whatever those pleasures are, eating and other pleasures, things that have limitations, and I've entered into a world of Ein Mida. So, Oisa Hava Hanimtzes B'Leiv Kol Echad Mehechan Hi. This ability that we have to love, where does that come from? The ability to love, where does that come from? The capacity of love. For love. Where does that come from? Oysa hava nimsas b'leiv kol echad. Where does it come from? The Moshal Gashmi. To use a Moshal from Gashmi's. Adam sheish lo kesev b'bank. A person has money in the bank. He received it from his employer. And he deposited this money from the bank. So you could ask this guy, where's your money from? He says, from my boss. L'mabed yesh kesef. My boss has money. Kol chaydesh u'machnes yeshivus l'bank. It's maskurto shel hoyved. And every month, or every 2 weeks, my boss makes a deposit into my account. So where does this money come from? It comes from my boss. Page Reish Nun. HaKesev Shamavid Nosan. Who chelik mehamavid? This money that the boss gave his worker, his employee, is this a chelik mehamavid? Is it a part of the boss? No. Ha'islo bailus alav. The boss had for some time, he had that money. And now he transferred this money over to this person's bank account. He had it, somebody gave it to the boss, and the boss had it in his bank account. And now the boss transferred it over to the workers, to his employee's bank account. It keeps on going. There is such a thing that a person gives somebody something that's mamish a part of himself. For instance, he says, "V'hibizman of kedumim," in ancient times, and not only ancient, but in earlier times. "K'shahu yishnei anoshim korasim bris b'neim," when two people wanted to make a bris, a covenant between them, "Hayuloichim chayfet shemizah oisi ka'oisi," and "oischa ka'oischa," one would take a certain, let's say, in the old days. This family had a certain symbol for their family. That family had a certain symbol. Like you, so maybe you've seen, there's a symbol from the Maharal's family. That's a famous lion.
Coat of arms. Coat of arms.
Right, so what's called a coat of arms. So in the old days, this family, this guy had his coat of arms, his family trademark and symbol, and his friend had his coat of arms, his family trademark and symbol. And when they would make a bris between them, they would take a chayfetz, they would take some symbolic symbol or object, and they would give it to the other person, to the friend. They would exchange these symbols. And that was the bris. Klaimer, I'm sorry. Hilochem chevet shemizayu oisi ka'oisi. He would take something that identified one guy as that person, and oischa ka'oischa, and you as you. And oischa ma'isai echad l'sheini, and they would exchange these two things. Ubekach mechavim ben shneim. And that would create, which would be in their understanding, an unbreakable bond between them, a bris. Klemer lo ha'isazun nesina ba'alma l'chavra. This is not just giving something to a friend. El nesina shetezah shezeh oni shenesati l'cha oisi. It's a symbol that I gave you myself. I didn't give you something. It's an extension of me. So what I gave you was me. Like when it comes to how Hashem gave us the Torah. Chazal taught that the word Anochi, we've learned about this many times, that the word Anochi is Reshetavis, Hunatrikun, Ona Nafshis Ksahavis Yahavis. That Hashem said in the word Anochi, I, my soul, have written and given to you. It's an amazing thing. That Hashem Kivyochal Bari Ha'olam Aymalanu, that the creator of the world, when he gave us the Torah, is saying to us, And he's saying to us now also, Ani es anefeshali, my soul, kasavti v'nasati lchem, I have written and I have given you myself. Myself I have given you. When I gave you the Torah, Hashem says, I have given you myself. Nachzer imkein li ahava kedugma bilvad. So let's now go back to our subject of the midah of ahava, of love. Ein echad mi'itanu she'enu margish ahav. Every normal person feels love. Ha'odam achitzoni, a person who's a chitzonyizdik, a person who's an outside type, an external type, not an ish pnimi. Ha'odam achitzoni, ha'rochak mi'ha'amun l'gamay rachman al-islam, who's a person who's very far from emuna, chas v'shalom. He doesn't pay attention to try to think, where does the He doesn't think about this. Where does this love come from? The same way that a shallow person doesn't think about where do my hands and feet come from? And when he takes an apple, he doesn't think about the seed and the tree. He just takes an apple. He doesn't think about it. He doesn't even think about the grocery, let alone the farm, the orchard, let alone the seed. He doesn't think about that. He just is, his ASIC is with the last stop. Not where it comes from, but where it is right now. So he doesn't care about how this apple got here or how my hands and feet. It's not interesting to him. He doesn't think about it. So he also doesn't think about where did this capacity for love come from? Where did my love come from? Where did this ability to love, to need, to give love and to receive love, where did that come from? What's its makar? Where does it come from? Yesh bi ahava. What's the, I don't know. I never thought about it. Yesh bi ahava. I have this inyan to love. Zani, that's who I am. This is, when you ask most people, that's what they stop that you, about. When you ask questions about anything that's beyond skin deep, or even nowadays skin deep, it's just, that's me. That's who I am. Yesh bi ahava. Zani, that's it. That's who I am. Now, Maimon has a Baruch Hashem Kolanu Rechayk. So we're not like that. We're people who we like to consider ourselves to be Pnimiyus Dikah people. People who are always thinking, where did this come from? How do I have this? Every single person feels every one of us feels in a very clear way. We as believing Jews, we believe that this ahava that I feel within me comes from the Creator Himself, comes from the Bari Olam, comes from Hashem. So how do we think about love? No, so we're religious, right? So we have this capacity to love, to feel love. So we ask ourselves, where did this come from? And the answer is, it comes from Hashem. It comes from Hashem. How do we think of that? So he says, "Kivyachal avon, he's like Kadosh Baruch Hu yesh harbe ahava." We think that Hashem has infinite love. He has a lot of this schayr that's called love. Hu lo kachaticha ktana mimena. He took a little piece of his love. Ve'nicha b'seich, and he put it inside of me. He took a piece of his love, of his infinite love, and he put it inside of me. Ma imkein hakesher ben oisa hava la'achas shuhun nosn oisa b'seichi elav yisbarach. And what connection does this love that he gave me have to do with Hashem? What is that? So that tshuva pshuti, the simple answer is, sh'odim yishtamish bo lahavas Hashem. Use that love that was given to you, that ability to love, use it to love Hashem. Ha'ahava Avla emesi, but the truth is, Shadoy ma'adavar la'adam ha'ilachem etriya b'ruchayv, shirid geshem. This could be compared to a person who's walking in the street with an umbrella when it's raining. And when he sees his friend is coming without an umbrella, he pulls him under his umbrella. He doesn't give the guy, his friend, he doesn't give him the umbrella. He just brings him in to the umbrella. He's using an umbrella. Reuven is using an umbrella. And it's pouring, and Shimon is never walking around in the rain. So Reuven invites him under the umbrella. Doesn't cut out for him a part of the umbrella and say, here, this is for you. Take this piece of the umbrella and cover yourself with it. He says, what are you doing? But rather, you invite him in to get out of the rain by coming under your umbrella. Hagemara Maseches Shabbos, the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Yud, Mesaper Shekadosh Baruch Hu Omer LaMoshe. It's a famous Gemara, everybody knows, that Hashem said to Moshe, Matana Tovi Yeshli Bebeis Gnozai, I have a very precious, valuable gift in my treasure, in my royal treasury, whatever, the Shabbos Shema. And it's Shabbos. Ani Mevakesh Litna Yisrael, and I want to give this gift that's in my treasure house. I want to give this to Yisrael, to the Jewish people. Lech v'hidiyam. Go and tell them. The simple pshat is that Hashem is saying, Yesh te matana taiva beiz gnoz, Ayishni reitz ala yitzi misham ulusit alahem. I have this very special gift that's called Shabbos. And I want to take it out for myself, and I'm going to give it to you. That's how we usually give gifts. I'm going to give it to you. Avon Meshgiach, the Yeshiva's Lakewood. However, the Meshgiach from Lakewood of Nassen Wachtvogel Beer explains, Shakavana Bidiyu Kafuch, the true meaning is mamish, the opposite. Loishakash Brokerotza, Hoitzias, and Matonomy Beis Gnoza, Veloses, Oisal Yisrael. It's not that when Hashem wanted to, he took out a piece of his infinite love and gave it to you. The deeper meaning of this Gemara is not that Hashem lives in that amazing dimension where there's his treasure. And I'm some kind of a zhlob on the outside, a nobody, and I'm asking Hashem, I'm begging Hashem, I'm trying to conduct myself in a beautiful way. And I'm asking Hashem, and I'm asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, could you share, could you give me some of your love? Could you give me some of that love that you have? Give me, bless me, bench me with an ability to love. That's not how it works. When I said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have in my treasury, I have something that's called Shabbos. Go and tell the Jews. What he's in effect saying, what Hashem is in effect saying is, I want you to tell the Jewish people till the end of time that I'm inviting each and every one of you into my world. I'm inviting you into my treasure house. And my treasure house is an amazing place. Because in Hashem's treasure house, it's Ein Sof, it's infinite. I'm inviting you into my place. When we say that at the end of time, it's going to be Shabbos, Yom Shabbos, the Chayil, Shabbos will be forever. Because then all the coverings are going to be removed, and we'll be living there with Hashem in Dveikus. And in that Dveikus with Hashem, everything is Shabbos. So when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them I have this gift, it's called Shabbos, in my Beis Gnozov, go and tell them. Going, telling doesn't mean sit back your entire life and wait, and if you be a good boy, I'll give you a gift of Shabbos. It means I'm inviting you. I'm pleading with you to check out my treasure house, to come into my treasure house. What does that mean? Maha oimek atomen bidvar. What is the depth that is contained within what we just learned? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave each and every one of us an opportunity. He didn't just give us Ahava. He didn't just give us Shabbos. He gave us an opportunity to be mizdabek with him, to become one with him, and enter into that unlimited world of love. It's a completely different parasha. Because where does love come from? It comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Go find it. Ma ha'aymek ha'tomim b'dvar. Now, we need to understand this on a much deeper level. We need to understand this on a much deeper level. What is the meaning of Hashem's invitation that we go into his treasure house? Same thing when it comes to midah v'ahava. We ask ourselves, where did ahava come from? How do I have this ability to love? The Torah says that Hashem has this midah v'ahava, and he created me. So what does that mean? It's the same question by all the midahs and by everything. Now what we're going to learn more about is that really what it means is that Kadosh Baruch himself is inviting me into that mitzias of his that's lo mitziyut, that's not limited, that's not finite, it's unlimited. And through that it's possible for a person to even have an experience of Elokus, of that which is unlimited. But Mitzvah will continue. 1 second, a week from now will be, yeah, should be fine. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's fine. So Mitzvah will continue next week. Graduation on Anonymous.